I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a country with a growing refugee crisis, things just potentially got worse. We'll take a look at ministries that changed their game with the changing times, and we'll finish up a series about a woman who fell into the occult but was set free. I'll tell you more about her story in just a few moments. We begin today in the Middle East, where Iraq's effort to wrest control of the city of Fallujah from ISIS has begun in earnest. Military forces are pounding the stronghold from both air and land. And despite the best efforts of the government to guarantee safe passage, there are mounting concerns that the extremists will use the remaining residents as human shields or worse, says Amy Cotton of Christian Aid Mission.
Yes, they can flee Fallujah, but there really isn't anywhere to go.
Fallujah is smack dab in the middle of Iraq, and even if they made it out,
there are not a lot of camps around. It's hard for these ministries that are in Kurdistan, it's hard for the civilians to actually get there because the trek there is going to be so difficult because that whole region is ISIS controlled.
Because of that, Amy Cotton says the ministry they support can't do much but stand ready to help those who do make it out.
They're giving mattresses, food, water, beans, rice, diapers, formula, because there are a lot of families there. There are a lot of children in this region.
So what can we do as North Americans? We can be praying for gospel opportunities as believers act in the name of Christ.
They don't know where their next meal's coming from. They don't know where other family members are. They've been separated. They're displaced. They are just trying to make it through their day.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Today we'll finish up Emily's story, whose name has been changed for privacy. Since escaping from the occult, Set Free Ministries has helped her decipher the last decade of her life. Looking back, Emily recognizes how gradual her descent was into the world of deceit. The enemy was so crafty that she forgot the truths that she'd already found in Jesus. If you're curious about experimenting with some of the things we've talked about over the last couple of days, Emily has some words of caution.
Know that dabbling will lead you down that path, and to understand where this path leads, and this path leads to death and destruction. And then I would talk to someone in the family of God who understands the occult and get affirmation from them that that road leads to death, and have someone who can help you through that process as you focus on things that are holy.
Her story is a good reminder that we should check all things against Scripture. As Emily points out, things that are dishonoring to God are just not healthy for believers.
Once you get in just a little bit, it's a downward spiral and it's very hard to get out. And I know that I'm very blessed and fortunate to be sitting on this side of it.
If you're struggling with something similar, consider reaching out to Set Free Ministries. And every once in a while, ministries need to rethink their approach in order to stay effective. That's what Crossroad Bible Institute recently did in an effort to continue reaching inmates for Christ. Eminence Dodd Morris shares more.
Ruth, CBI staff spent a few days recently holding conferences around the Midwest to connect with volunteers and cast a vision for the future. CBI Executive Director Lisa Blystra explains.
It's always encouraging when we can get together and be reminded of the work that we do that enables the church to really be mobilized in reaching inmates with a message of the gospel across the U.S.
One challenge CBI is addressing is the need for younger volunteers to help carry the important ministry of CBI forward.
If an individual has their heart enlarged, has their eyes open to the incredible challenge that we have before us with mass incarceration, if that happens at a younger age, that oftentimes that will fuel somebody's passion that will be long-lasting, and we will end up hopefully with a generation of people that address this issue much differently than the generation that presently exists.
To learn more about CBI's ministry, just follow the link at missionnews.org. For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.